The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06, we'll start this hour off actually with a note of traffic for those of you in the Fox Valley listening in northeast Wisconsin. Three-car accident, Highway 41 northbound lanes at the Brown Outagamie County line. Three-car accident just called in by a listener. Highway 41 north at the Brown Outagamie County line there at Highway 41. Probably going to be a mess. Don't know what the roads are like now. They were horrific when I came in this morning. I mean, they were really bad. It was way worse than I thought. People were driving like fools. I saw something I'd never seen before, though. So I'm getting on. Those of you here in the Green Bay area will know the on-ramp. 172 to head right over the bridge there, that last on-ramp to get on the bridge. It's a semi-tractor without a trailer. Trying to get on that ramp, he was having a hell of a time. I mean, he was spinning and slip sliding and, you know, no weight back there, I suppose, huh? Yeah, he was having a mess. And when he finally got up there, he kept it to about 35 miles an hour. I mean, he was really struggling. It was bad. I you know what? For like the last 36 hours, the forecast has been saying about an inch of snow. At some point, that starts to add up. It's still saying an inch of snow. So I don't know what we've gotten now, but I hate when it piddles that way. Just makes everything a mess. So there's a really good chance wherever you are, roads are going to be an issue. So please use caution. Huge news yesterday. I mean, this is really big news. And there were rumors that this was coming, but it just seems hard to believe that it could be true because of the size of it. But it's true. The state will close its 2013-15 budget with a $1.04 billion surplus. Well, is that a big number? Yeah, because that's up from the $130 million that was previously expected. It's just a stunning number. $912 million more than previously thought through the summer of 2015. This has immediately started off a firestorm of debate. What do you do with this money? Governor Scott Walker, in my opinion, has this exactly right. You give it back to the taxpayers. It's their money. The government is funded predominantly by state tax income taxpayers, income and sales tax. It's their money. Give it back to them. Democrats wigged out at that notion. No, you took it from schools. Give it back to schools. And they're coming up with all of this stuff. This is their worst nightmare. That you go from the Jim Doyle deficits to a nearly billion-dollar surplus in this period of time. Republicans aren't debating about whether to give it back. They're debating about how to give it back. Income tax, property tax. What do you do? Governor Scott Walker says he wants some of the money to go to property tax cuts, but he said, look, no decisions have been made. He's giving his State of the State speech next week. By the way, we will have him on the next morning at 9:06. We already have that scheduled. The income tax, well, all of the tax relief provided by Governor Walker, critics said was very modest. While you were dealing with $130 million, there was just so much that you had to give back. Now you have over a billion to give back. So what should they do with it? Income tax? Property tax? A combination of the two? As you might expect, Democrats do not see that. By the way, before we get any further into this, I have to point out, I said this, but I'm going to say it again. This is amazing. And Act 10, of course, has a lot to do with this. That they've been able to clean up Wisconsin's budget fiasco in the short period of time that they have. Meanwhile, they're taxing anything that moves in Minnesota. And if you don't think that in the in the long run, this creates a much better job environment than Wisconsin had. You're just delusional. Democrats immediately just went off the deep end. Right, Wisconsin has a collection of liberal tweets. Give back to education that was stripped. That's Aaron Zimmel. Peter Barca, state lawmaker. As we discuss surplus, here's part of why. In first Walker budget, he took $1.6 billion from the public schools, $71 million from tech colleges. The net roots rock. Right on cue, Scott Walker's projected budget surplus, about half of what he borrowed. This is just freaking them out. Even some Republicans are saying, well, you know, we should be careful here. Because you got to look at down the road the next two-year budget, which by one measure faces a $725 million shortfall. Governor Walker was criticized by some, even some conservatives, for doing any type of property tax relief because it was so small. Now you're talking $1 billion. I'm going to throw this out to you. What do you think they should do? Should they be literally conservative? Save some of it, most of it, all of it? Should they give it back to the property, give it back to taxpayers? Should it be a property tax relief? Should it be income tax relief? What do you think is the smart thing to do with this? Walker's position is, look, from the taxpayer it cometh, to the taxpayer it should return. Others are saying, well, look, we're not exactly sure what the next budget looks like, and we should just kind of keep our powder dry here. And, of course, Democrats, and I don't know, well, there might be some people in the audience who would agree with this, Democrats are lining up to figure out ways how to spend it. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Nate in Green Bay. Nate, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, second time I've called in recently, but as a Republican, I say that we should give the money back to the schools, and here's why. In order to have a more powerful, a more middle-class workforce, we need stronger education, we need stronger teachers, we need better educated people. And in order to do that, we need to pump money into education. Governor Walker has already talked about cutting the state income tax, possibly completely from the state, which would save people money in that regard, and somehow replacing it with a state sales tax higher than what we have, because
he just threw that out there, and Mary Burke and Democrats are trying to make it sound like he's seriously considering that. We don't know that he is. Nate, tell me how throwing this money at public schools will make them better.
It's not so much a question of making them better, but of broadening the horizons of the students. I mean, myself, I've always been interested in law and politics, but in order to have functioning schools, period, they need money. And both of my parents are teachers, and they're both conservatives, but they saw the lack of funding did to the schools, and the schools that they worked at, that they taught at, have really suffered. So
okay, well, hold it. How'd they suffer?
Okay. Larger class sizes, and that's been proven with many studies to have a having a high student to teacher ratio hurts students' performances, and overall everybody suffers.
Okay, actually that is debatable, and I would like to see the data and just how much, because we've gone through this, how much the average classroom has grown. The reality is the world didn't end, Nate. And I know you say you're a Republican, and I know you say you're a conservative, but do you realize that you're spewing every liberal talking point?
Jerry, this is one particular issue. I'm quite certain that if you were to sit down and have a discussion with me on essentially every point.
Well, on this one, you're extremely liberal. And throwing money's, look, Nate, we've tried throwing money at school. That didn't make schools better. Milwaukee has one of the highest per capita spending per student in the nation and one of the worst results. Washington, D.C., the same thing. We have learned that throwing money at schools isn't the answer. And maybe you are conservative on everything else, but then, boy, you are practically Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde politically. Greg on the road. Greg, go ahead.
Happy Friday, Jerry.
Hey there.
My first thought was always to have a disaster relief fund. Because one of these days we're going to have a tornado, and nothing would give me greater pleasure to tell FEMA, no, we don't need you.
Boy, that's an interesting thought. I mean, that is a really interesting thought. I suppose you could do that. My tendency here is the taxpayers, basically what this means is you took more from the taxpayers than you needed to run government, then it should go back. To me, it's basically if you consider state government a product, you overpaid for the product and you should get a refund. That's basically the way I look at it. As to which direction, I would lean pretty heavily on property taxes. That's my thought. Joe in Bellevue. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Well, first of all, I agree that the last caller is definitely not a conservative, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
On the money side, I agree with you. I think it's a simple thing. I think we give the money back to the taxpayer, and I think we could even do it as simply as I dare say the IRS does it. Cut a check to each taxpayer. If you keep 10% back for that emergency fund, which is debatable if we need to, but if you keep 10% back, you're looking at somewhere between $150 and $200 per taxpayer that's going to go back to. That's a rough estimate. They're going to end up spending that money, so it'll equal out to more taxes paid, and it'll stimulate the economy.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of that. I mean, I think we could debate over the exact mechanism, income, property, or as you said, somehow just cut a flat check. I don't know if that's feasible, but however you do it, yeah, I think that's the answer. Gary D. in Pulaski. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, I've got a little experience with this, Jerry. First off, when I was in the legislature, I did sponsor the bill to return it to the taxpayers. Taxpayers in the state got refund checks from the state of Wisconsin. But do not create an emergency fund because everything will be an emergency. That's a big cherry sitting on a tree waiting to be plucked.
Well, okay. But what he was saying is a natural disaster fund. So
I understand.
Oh yeah, a rainy day fund. Yeah, you mean like UW Madison slush fund? That's what you're talking about. In fact,
exactly, Jerry. We do have a structural deficit, though. How about paying that off once and for all and budget honestly from one biennium to the next?
You know, there's something to be said for that. There is. I guess my thought is, my first thought is to give it back to the taxpayer. On the other hand, if we really do have a $725 million structural deficit, you need to consider the next biennium now. I mean, that is, maybe we could split the difference on that.
There you go.
Maybe put some of it toward that. Thanks a lot for the call. John in Appleton. John, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think I agree with you. I think some should be held in reserve. I think that's always a good idea, and physically, I think it's a good, sound, thing to do. Secondly, I think some money should go back to the taxpayers. And thirdly, I think in order to keep Wisconsin moving forward, I think there should be some kind of program created to fast-track skills programs for young people to fill these jobs out here that are lacking in welding and things like that. I think there should be something set up so that we can. I don't think the money should go back to schools. I think the money needs to go to continue to create jobs and enforce and create the conditions for manufacturing.
Thanks for the call. Despite what Nate tried to claim, what Act 10 showed is you can run schools more efficiently and they'll run just fine. The world hasn't ended. People like Nate, who claim to be a conservative, want to believe that it has. Majority of callers say give some back and apply some to the next budget. Josh and Appleton, hang on, you're next, 921.
The Jerry Bader Show.